Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
Welcome to Postcast as the Jazz really blow out the Washington Wizards in Washington tonight. Final score 102-92 in a game that may not have been that close. This is Locked On Jazz, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. And wow, the Jazz tonight went in and took a Washington team that had won 12 of its last 14, 18 of its last 22, has won the most games of any team at home with 24 wins at home. They had won 17 straight at one point at home. And at the end of one, they were tied at 24. And by the half, they were up 10. Midway through the third, they were up 24. They stretched it back out to 20 in the fourth. Washington made a run, but never for a second did you actually think the Jazz were going to lose. This was a kind of a boat race against a really good basketball team by Utah tonight.
Well, the amazing thing is it's tied up at 24, you know, after Jazz had some turnover problems. Even in that first quarter, it was still tied at 24. So I think the Jazz probably felt real good about themselves at that point. And then now score them by 10 going into the half, and that was huge. Now the Washington Wizards are playing uphill. They got a couple of guys in foul trouble, and I thought the Jazz managed the basketball game very, very well from that point on.
The Washington Wizards' second loss at home in 21 games.
That's
and what was interesting to me is Washington's starting five is the fourth best lineup in the NBA. Only lineups that have been better that have played 200 minutes are the Warriors' depth lineup, the Warriors' starters, and the Clippers' starters. And yet, to open the third quarter, our starting five just annihilated them. Like, and Washington's body language was, we have no answers and we want no part of this.
Well, and think about this, and I think you brought this up during the course of the broadcast, is that the front line of the Jazz just really just took it to the Washington Wizards. I mean, they probably haven't ran into anything all season long, especially out here in the East with as the front line that the Jazz have with Derek Favors and Rudy, and then the way Gordon's scoring right now. The rebound difference is huge. You know, 52-27, yeah. And the Jazz get 11 offensive rebounds. I mean, that's just huge. I mean, because of those big men.
And maybe the bigger one, you know, you talk about Wall and Beal, but maybe the real story of the night is Morris averages 15 points a game and scored 7. Otto Porter averages 15 points a game, scored 6. Marcin Gortat averages, I think, 14 points a game or 13 points a game. He scored 6. So those three guys combined for 20 points when they're usually getting 50 or 60 out of those guys.
Yeah, and so that just tells you right there that the Jazz front line, again, it's playing very, very good basketball. And the fact that they protect the paint defensively. Rudy continues to get a double-double. I mean, you just expect that from him. And I think Derek Favors is starting to, and maybe it's because Quinn is really starting to manage his, and I'm talking about Derek, the players that he plays with out there on the floor to where he can be more just as effective as he has been, you know, in previous years.
Well, the Quinn Snyder in our coaches show today said, you know, it's the time of the year where, I'm sorry, we're just going to have to tighten things up and, you know, everyone's had a shot, and it's now my time to make tough decisions and decide who's going to play and who's not. And what we're seeing is a 9 tonight, 10-man rotation. Boris played really well, so he got a few more minutes, and there was some foul trouble for Derek. But the fact of the matter is it's a 5-man starting lineup. Joe Johnson is playing power forward as the backup. Joe Ingles is playing, and Alec Burks is playing, and Dante Exum is playing. And Boris Diaw is putting minutes, and that is the rotation. And we have now seen it for 2 nights in a row, and they've been great for 2 nights in a row.
Yeah, and just visualize this, David, as though this may have been the picture. Maybe not. Maybe this wasn't what Quinn visualized at the beginning of the year. I'm sure he thought Trey Lyles was going to be a part of that rotation. I think he's the odd man out right now because of the way Joe Johnson, with his experience, the way his ability to score, and just, you know, being that player. Quinn's definitely trying to get there, David. I mean, he knows that this is a very good basketball team and have an excellent chance of going pretty far in the playoffs.
Washington made a little surge, and then Gordon Hayward hit a dagger three and a dagger pull-up late in the game that were just, they're filthy. They were just, as Rodney Hood, we asked Rodney about him after the game, and Rodney goes, that's a bad boy right there, a bad boy. But they were, and they were bad boy plays. He was the, he scored 13 fourth quarter points. John Wall is awesome. And Gordon Hayward was the best player on the floor.
Well, those two buckets that you were talking about, I think the league was down to seven, and Gordon knocks down 5 points there, and you put a Jazz note on it after that play. Those were huge. He took those shots with confidence. He got himself open. You couldn't ask for anything more from your star player. You put him in a position to score, and he got it done.
Jazz defense tonight, and Rudy Gobert and Favors are a part of this we've talked about, was just incredible. So let me give a few numbers. Washington averages 108 points per 100 possessions. They're the ninth best offense in the league. But they've been better than that recently. In their last period of time, they've been up at about 113 points per 100 possessions when they've won 18 in their last 22. They were at 93.5 tonight. This was a number one caliber defensive performance in the NBA tonight by the Utah Jazz.
And again, I repeat myself here, but I'm so impressed with the win. When you have 25 turnovers and give up 31 points off of those turnovers, that means you did something right other than on the defensive side of the ball. And 8 block shots there between your two big men ended up with 11 for the ball game, protecting the paint.
Final thing, the Jazz defensive game plan on John Wall. He shoots 55% in the first 6 seconds of the shot clock. He was 4 of 5. He took only 5 of his 18 shots in the first 6 seconds of the shot clock. In the middle of the shot clock, he was a 46% shooter. So you know what he did? He went 3 of 7. And in the last 33 seconds of the shot, or last 7 seconds of the shot clock this year, he shot 33%. So you know what he did? He went 2 of 6. He was right on his numbers. The key was that Jazz did not let him get out and run and play early possessions.
So Rasheed Wallace says, ball don't lie. So you're saying?
Stats don't lie. That is Postcast. Jazz are playing beautifully. They win it by 10. 102-92 in a dominating performance over Washington. The Jazz go to 37-22. They've won 4 of their last 5 on the road. We will be in Oklahoma City on Tuesday. Locked On Jazz will have a podcast for you tomorrow morning as well. But thanks very much for tuning in to this edition of Locked On Jazz and the Locked On Podcast Network. Do you realize how...
Napa know-how. It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum 3 items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.